Hi, this is Claire, one of your mum mates. Just here to remind you that you're not alone. Yes, it's tough, but you're doing far better than you think. Now, I know you're a mum, but you're important too. And if you're feeling like you don't know who you are anymore or find yourself craving a new chapter after having kids, I'm here to help you. Oh, and tell your mum mates, this might just help them too. Hello, lovely. How are you? I hope you're good. We've just picking up the podcast again after, is it half term? Yeah, it was February half term, wasn't it? And I am now, when I do it, I am going to be live streaming on YouTube at the same time. But the problem with that is I'm looking at myself and I can see that I wish I brushed my hair before I came on and all sorts of things like that. So I'm getting distracted. But for anyone that's a visual person that wants to be able to sort of see behind the scenes or wants to see me recording the podcast or just see me in my pink office, you are more than welcome to join us, and it's always saved afterwards. So now you have the option of listening as an audio wherever you normally listen to your podcast, or you can find the video on YouTube. And if I've ever got anything to hold up or to show you, that's a good place that you can get to see it. I don't think I've got anything actually to hold up for you today. We'll have to see how we get on. Today's episode is influenced by the live chat I had with the amazing Sam on Monday. I've started a new series and it's called Hooray Her New Chapter, and it's all about celebrating women, inspirational, amazing women who have started a new chapter of whatever, however that may look like. It could be an amazing weight loss or journey to getting stronger. It could be someone who has started up a business, someone who has just decided to turn their life around, however that may be. And I'm really enjoying this series because I don't know about you, but I'm nosy. I like to know about people's lives behind the scenes. I like to know what people are. It's a really great way. I love chatting to people and love hearing the stories, and I'm loving sharing them with you as well. And it sounds like it's been really helping lots of you, really inspiring lots of you. And even if you don't have an interest in business or you're not starting a new chapter, I think you'll still find it really inspiring anyway. Well, my chat on Monday, so it all happens on Instagram. It's at 10 o'clock on a Monday. We kicked it off last week. We had Rachel from Fern and Rosie, which is a jam company, a teacher termed jam business owner. And then this week we had, on Monday, I had a lady called Sam. You will recognize Sam if you see the visuals. This is when I should be holding up a picture of Sam. Sam is also known as the Motivated Mummy, and she has an app called the Mummy Movement, her own personal app. And on there she shares fitness for mums-to-be and postpartum mums, and she's just lovely. She's got a really strong Essex accent. She's got loads of energy, but really relatable as well. I love following her on Instagram. We actually met a couple of years ago. I was hosting an event for Cocomelon down in London, and she came with her little girls, and we got to meet very briefly. We got to meet, and I started following her after that, and I've just loved following her stories. She shares, you know, when she's doing her fitness, I love it because it's just, she's got her kids climbing all over it, which is what I shared on Monday morning. I was doing a workout in the hallway, bit of Dua Lipa playing, and I had toddler sat on me, like I think he was actually hitting me in the face, and I had another, the baby was like crawling around me. As soon as you get down on the floor, they're like tapping your bum, they're climbing all over you, don't they? So I was sharing that, and she shares that, and she shares the great days that she has with the girls. She also shares the days when she's feeling exhausted and puts them in the car and goes and has a McDonald's drive-through, which just makes her so relatable, because being the fitness guru that she is, it also shows that she's human as well and a real relatable mom, which I just love. So then when she recently announced that she's actually in The Apprentice, this season's Apprentice, she's still in, and you won't be surprised because when you see her, I think she really stands out from the crowd. She, my hair's just so bad. It got wet, damp this morning. It's just not been the same since. So she is on The Apprentice, and I think she just really stands out. She's really relatable. She's really funny. And you can see that she's not taking it too seriously. You know, normally when you watch The Apprentice, you get those contestants, you know, in the what's it called, the opening slides, and they say, you know, ambition's my middle name and all that sort of stuff, and then they're usually the first ones to go. Well, Sam was just totally herself, and I think that's what's so nice, is she is exactly the same person that you see on Instagram, that you see on her stories, you see on her app, like everywhere. She is just authentic and herself, which she just makes, it's really nice to see, isn't it? So, yes, I had this lovely chat with Sam live on Instagram. And something that she mentioned and came up a couple of times, actually, that I thought was really interesting. I wanted to just go over it today, just because she was talking about not letting other people's opinions stop her from doing things. Because I imagine there have probably been a few times in her life launching. She did have a business when she first left school, and then I don't know when she closed it or sold it. And then she had her girls and started up this fitness page, and then launched an app, and then applying to go on The Apprentice. You know, so many things she's done where she's really pushed herself out of her comfort zone. And it could probably have very easily talked herself out of doing some of these things that she could have, you know, worry what other people's opinions, basically, what other people were going to think of her, and let that stop her. And how disappointing would that be, that she'd missed out on those opportunities purely because she was worried what other people thought. However, Sam is just a really, I just love, she's got a very beautiful self-confidence. She's confident in her, she's comfortable in her own skin, and she's very confident. And it comes across really nicely. And it just the way that she presents herself, you know, it's not too bullshy. It's not too much. It is just she isn't worried about what people think of her. And I think that's such a great, wonderful trait to have. And I think so many of us wish we had more of that. I personally do. Mine goes like this all the time, depending on what I'm doing. But yeah, that self-confidence, I think, really comes from within, doesn't it? And we could allow that to stop ourselves from doing it, doing so many different things. And when I think back to the days when I first started Play Hooray, actually, when I think about it, when I launched that page, I actually don't think I gave much consideration for what other people thought of me, which really surprises me now, because now, oh my goodness, every little thing I do, I sort of second guess and worry what the response is going to be, and possibly give too much emphasis on that. But I remember at the time when I launched, you know, I had no expectations of launching this business. Well, at the time it wasn't a business. I was launching the page just to keep myself busy when I had my children, when I had Mason, my eldest. And so, yeah, I don't think I was too bothered about what people thought of me, to be honest. I don't remember giving it that much thought. However, I am very aware lots of mums that I talk to now, whether it's started, you know, going through the Stuck to Strong course that we offer of supporting people to make a significant change in their life after they've felt like they've lost themselves. You know, even that one of the mums got stopped in the playground, he'd be like, God, you just seem so much happier and you're so great, which is so lovely, isn't it? But at the same time, you could really panic about what other people could might think about that, or think if they see you going to school in your gym clothes, or going on the school run with no makeup on, you know, all those sorts of things. So many of us are so worried about what other people think about us, and it almost stops us from doing these things. Or the mums on our who are working their way through the Mum to Moneymaker course, our business course. Again, as I built my presence on social media to build my online business, that's exactly what I teach as part of the our business course, is teaching mums how to build their profile to be seen as an expert, so that then they can generate sales and products and things that help their community. And it, once again, those first few times, you know, the first time you post a video, or the first time you go live, or the first time you do anything, you worry about what other people think. It's just, it's only natural, isn't it? And again, for our mums doing the manifesting course, it comes down to setting big goals for yourself. So often our goals are influenced by what other people think about us, and that sort of, and what we think about ourselves as well. Oh, I can't go for that. I can't write that children's book. I can't speak on stage. I can't start that gardening blog because of what other people are going to think about me. And I think it could be such a roadblock for so many of us. And what a shame to get through, not do things in life and get through life and look back and regret doing it, not having done it, just because you're worried about what other people might think. And I think the conversation with Sam, if you watch it back, you'll see that she was just like, I'm just not bothered about what other people think about me. She was confident in her ability as a mum, ability as a business owner, confident in herself as a woman, that she wasn't bothered about what other people thought of her. And I just thought it was so refreshing to hear. And I wanted to talk about that today. So if you are listening to this and you have found yourself wanting to make changes, wanting to start your new chapter, wanting to start your gardening blog or write a children's book, whatever it might be, just putting yourself out there, making a change to your life. Oh my goodness. Then it's absolutely normal for you to panic about what other people think of you. But I've got a few tips. I've got 5 tips here that might hopefully help to reframe your thinking so that it doesn't become prevent you from doing or achieving your goals or anything like that. So first of all, it's self-acceptance. So what I really want you to think about that is that it's, and like Sam was saying, you know, instead of seeking validation from others, she wasn't judging herself on the outcome of other people's opinions. Instead of seeking validation from everyone else outside, she was seeking validation from herself, from her supportive partner, her supportive family, and her girls. And that was what was most important to her. You know, are you going to let Carly, that you used to go to school with, that you'll probably never bump into and see again, who happens to be on Facebook and follow you, are you going to let her opinion stop you from doing what you want to do at the end of the day? Does it really matter? Do those opinions really matter? Are they the kind of opinions that are probably going to have an opinion about you no matter what you do as well? I saw a brilliant video last night, actually, a reel on Instagram, and it was a lady talking about, let people see your journey. Let people see your journey of building your business or putting yourself out there or starting the blog or going on your fitness journey. Let people see that, because actually there will be people that are going to judge it. There's always people, but there's going to be more people that find it inspiring. There's going to be more people that see that and are in awe of you and wish that they could do the same. And you might just spark them the ideas to do it for themselves as well. There will be those people who see it and have an opinion about it, but they're going to have an opinion about anything. So why let them stop you? Why not show them? Show them what's possible. So it's that self-acceptance, being comfortable in your own skin and not seeking the validation of others, which I know is easily said than done, especially social media. You know, the amount of followers you got, the amount of likes and all that sort of stuff, it really does carry a lot of importance for many of us, and particularly if you're building a business. But trying to remember that you are valuable, that your opinion is valid, the work that you're doing is valid, the journey that you're on is valid, and you don't need other people to sort of validate that for you. The second one is that sort of feel good. You've got to get in the habit of bigging yourself up, of like cheering yourself on when it feels like no one else is cheering yourself on. You've got to get in the habit of doing that, of facing yourself in the mirror and telling yourself you're strong, telling yourself you're doing amazing things, telling yourself you're confident, even if you don't believe it yet. Because the more you say it, the more you big yourself up, the more you give yourself a compliment, the more likely you are to start believing it. Your brain's going to start believing it. And then you're going to start seeking evidence as well around it. You know, actually, I can do this. Yeah, I'm starting to prove myself. You know, I'm putting in the hard work, I'm doing the consistency. I deserve this success. And you've got to big yourself up. You've got to keep cheering yourself on, because there will always be doubters. And there'll be moments of self-doubt as well, whether you're on your personal journey, stuck to strong, whether you're building a business, whether you're setting big goals for yourself. You're going to have that roller coaster of self-doubt, like I just mentioned that I had, or you're going to have those moments of feeling like you're the only one that can see your vision and people aren't quite understanding what it is that you're trying to do. You've got to be able to cheer yourself on, even when it feels like no one else gets it, gets what you're doing, or gets the purpose, or can see the vision like you do. You've got to keep that self-confidence and keep going forward with it, with the confidence that you can do it, because you are valuable and you are valid. And your journey, your business, your goals, whatever it is, are valid. If it means something to you, it means something to you. And it's not about the opinions of other people. Number 3, and something that Sam talked about in our interview as well, was about having a supportive network. She was talking about how her family, her partner, really support her and made it possible for her to go on The Apprentice and be away from the children for, I'm not sure how long she was away for, actually. I don't think I... don't think she actually said, but being away for a period of time made it possible to have the support network in place for her to go and follow this dream and go and put herself out there. She had a support network, and you want a support network that are not able to be logistically there for you to support you with childcare or finance or whatever it is, depending on your situation. You also need them there to raise you up. You need them there to cheer you on, to big you up and tell you that you can do it. And in those moments of self-doubt, when you're having a bit of a worry or a bit of a pity party, you need them to be there to be like, no, come on, brush yourself off, keep going, because you're going to get some no's. You're going to get some knockbacks, aren't you? You always are, whether it's business, whether it's personal fitness journey. There's always going to be those days where actually you start to self-doubt, or the weight's going up instead of going down like you thought it was meant to, or you apply for some sort of business loan and don't get it. There's always going to be those things. You need not only yourself cheering yourself, you cheering yourself on, but you need that supportive network as well that are going to really get it and be behind you. One of the other one that actually leads me on to the next point is setting those boundaries. There will no doubt be people in your life who love and adore you. However, they might be putting you down, or they might be a little bit more cautious about the things that you're working towards, about the journey, about the business or the goal setting or anything like that. You know, right, I'm wanting to write a children's book. I'm going to put myself out there as a children's author. There may be members of your support network who adore you, but you feel like aren't supporting you, or perhaps putting your ideas down or talking you out of it. More often than not, it's coming from a place of love. It's actually because they are trying to protect you. It's that comfort zone thing, isn't it? It's kind of, they love you as you are and they don't want you to change, and they're trying to keep you in your comfort zone to protect you so you don't, you know, what if it doesn't work out? But what if it does? And there will be people who are more cautious in their own lives. There will be people who avoid taking risk altogether. And you've just got to be able to acknowledge that. And if that is the case, you've got to really look at putting boundaries in place, how much time you're spending with them. If you feel like there's constantly that negative effect, that talking you out of it, perhaps even mocking or laughing at you for your dreams or your business idea, whatever it might be, you need to start putting boundaries in place. You need to limit the time that you're spending with them, and the time you are spending with them, that you're not discussing these sorts of things if it's just going to be a negative outcome, if you're going to have that negative opinion. And then finally, I want you to challenge, you know, do the opinions of others really matter? You know, whose opinions really matter to you? I think that's the thing. And when it's coming, when they are coming negatively like that, is it coming from a place of love? Are they trying to protect you? Or is it malicious? Are they trying to stop you? Are they trying to block you and get in your way? Whose opinions do matter to you? You know, the people that you used to go to school with that you're probably not likely to bump into again. I always remember, there was a girl from school that I didn't really know, would maybe know to say hello to. We knew each other's names, didn't know a lot about each other. We're in the same year group at school, and we followed each other on Facebook, as you do. You know, when Facebook came out, everyone followed each other if you had the tiniest bit of common ground. We followed each other, and then I remember I'd come back on a break from uni, gone out in my hometown, and noticed that she was stood next to me at the bar. And we didn't actually say hello to each other. We didn't even acknowledge each other because it'd been so long since we'd been at school. It'd been a good few years since we'd been at school. And so I was like, so why am I friends with her on Facebook? And she has access to all my holiday photos and everything that I'm up to. Why has she got access to that when we don't even acknowledge each other and say hello to each other in a bar? It's just really strange, isn't it? So I think I deleted her. But it just shows, you know, she may well have had an opinion about me starting Play Hooray and starting a business. And who does she think she is, going live every day talking about Play-Doh and all this sort of stuff? Well, thank goodness I didn't let the opinions of others stop me, because at the end of the day, I wasn't even going to say hello to her in a bar. Never mind worry about what she thought of the choices that I was making in my life, because I was confident about what I was doing. And whether it worked or it didn't, I was comfortable that I wasn't worried about what other people thought of me. And I just don't want the idea of, far too often, I'm talking to mums who are on almost like on the edge of the cliff, and they're wanting to make change. They're wanting to start a new chapter for themselves. They're wanting to go back into the workplace. They're wanting to trained to be a Pilates teacher. There was a lady the other day training to be a Pilates teacher. There's another lady that's wanting to put on these like educational fairs for parents to meet, you know, all these different things. And so often it comes down to that self-belief and what other people think about them. And what if it doesn't work out? And it's just trying to flip that, trying to rewrite that. What if it don't work out? What if it does? I'm worried about what they think. Are you that worried about what people think? Really? Do their opinions really matter? Are you going to let them stop you from doing what you could potentially be amazing for you? It's just worth thinking about. And I just hate the idea of allowing that to stop you from something that could be amazing. I didn't know Play Hooray was going to turn out to be the full-time career that it was. It was just me looking for a way at the beginning of keeping myself busy while at home with a young baby. I didn't know it had the potential. And so often these different decisions that we make in our life when we're about to embark on something, and particularly when it gets to the edge of the cliff, you always need someone to give you that push. There are so many things at that point that we can talk ourselves out of, can't we? We can get into our own mind and let the voices inside our head, all that self-doubt and negativity and the negative thoughts and the years of like, oh, who am I to do this and all that sort of stuff. So easy to let that stop us when actually it's not the case. And what a shame if it was. So please, if you are one of those, I urge you to go back and watch the live on Monday on my Instagram. And I was chatting to Sam. Please do go back and watch that. Hear all about her having a moment in the ladies' toilets with Karen Brady and life as a mum and a business owner and what it's really like on The Apprentice. Go and have a little listen. I think you'll find it really inspiring. Please don't let the opinions of others stop you, because Sam certainly hasn't. And I don't think I have either. I have moments of self-doubt and worrying what people think. But the majority of the time, you just got to go for it, haven't you, really? And finally, just wanted to remind you that on the coming Monday, I don't know what day that'll be, I have a lady called Katie who coaches and supports mums who are going through separation or divorce or that co-parenting and navigating that new chapter and that new journey. And she's really lovely. So she's going to be on with me 10 a.m. on Monday on Instagram. So another amazing guest for our new feature, Hooray Her New Chapter. Thank you very much for joining me today. I hope you have a happy day and I look forward to hearing from you. Please do get in touch if this has been helpful, and make sure you subscribe to the podcast, please. And as always, I'd love to see where you're listening. So often, so many of you like nap trapped or out walking with the kids. Send me a selfie so I can share on Instagram and let people know about the podcast. Oh, and finally, before you go, I'm currently unsure about the name of the podcast and I'd love some ideas, some help with it. So if you have any suggestions, please send them my way. I feel like Mum Mates isn't quite right and I'm thinking about changing it, but I can't put my finger on what. So any suggestions, I'm opening the suggestion box, send them over. All right, lots of love. Thank you for joining me today and I will chat to you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. I really hope you found it helpful and perhaps you could share it with one of your mum mates and they might find it helpful too. Oh, and I'd love to be mum mates with you. So please sell me a selfie of you listening along. I'd love to get to chat to you. And if you could leave a review, that would be awesome. Send me a little screenshot of your review and I will send you a discount code to use on our site. Bye.